In the dark shadows, in the white cold, fearlessly we search for knowledge new and old. We drink the strong spirits and read the ancient tomes. The order of the Abracast, we are the brave and the bold. The Abracast, occult, history, conspiracy, and violence.
It is an apprentice in the order of the Abracast who now wishes to receive more light by passing to the degree of the fellow craft. He is prepared, worthy, and well qualified, and he is vouched for. Let him enter in the name of the Lord and be received in due form. Hey, John here. Hey, way before the invention of yoga pants, can we just take a second here to ask God to bless the eternal soul of that motherfucker who invented yoga pants and the motherfucker who marketed yoga pants? May they be blessed by the master of the ages upon the ages, amen, and all of that stuff. And if you're not praising these men or women, whoever did this, you've never been hungover at 6 o'clock in the morning on a treadmill at LA Fitness. I mean, holy shit, like that whole workout, the whole yoga space has those, that whole glass wall. I mean, you'll stay on that fucking treadmill for the whole class. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Before the ancient times, before there were yoga pants, yoga wasn't just a hip way to kind of stay in fit. It was a serious, and I've actually tried this while I was recording these four episodes. This is a very uncomfortable practice of ways to expand your mind and train you to meditate. So let's get into Crowley's magnum opus, Liber 4, with 1, 2, 3, 4 exclusive episodes, all on the first section of Liber 4, or Liber ABA. This is 194 minutes. That's like over 3 hours and 15 minutes of content exclusively on subscribestar.com/Abracast. All this and many more exclusive episodes are available on the Fellow Craft tier. The Fellow Craft tier just means it's only $3. It's $3 a month, dude. And you get tons of other stuff. So, like I said, that's subscribestar.com/Abracast. Check out this preview. Theorists have not been at a loss to explain, but they differ. Oh boy, the Mohammedan. The Mohammedan insists that God is and did really send Gabriel with messages for Mohammed, but all others contradict him. And from nature of this case, proof is impossible. The lack of proof has been so severely felt by Christianity and to a much less degree by Islam that fresh miracles have been manufactured almost daily to support the tottering structure. Modern thought rejecting these miracles has adopted theories involving epilepsy and madness. as if organization could spring from disorganization. Even if epilepsy were the cause of these great movements, which have caused civilization after civilization to arise from barbarism, it would merely form an argument for cultivating epilepsy. Of course, great men will never conform with the standards of little men. And he whose mission it is to overturn the world can hardly escape the title of revolutionary. The fads of a period always furnish terms of abuse. The fad of Caiaphas was Judaism, and the Pharisees told him that Christ blasphemed, and Pilate was a loyal Roman. To him, they accused Christ of sedition. When the Pope had all the power, it was necessary to prove an enemy a heretic. Advancing today towards a medical oligarchy, we try to prove that our opponents are insane. And in a Puritan country, to attack their morals, we should then avoid all rhetoric and try to investigate with perfect freedom from bias the phenomenon which occurred to these great leaders of mankind. There is no difficulty in our assuming that these men themselves did not understand clearly what happened to them. The only one who explains his system thoroughly is Buddha, and Buddha is the only one that is not dogmatic. We may also suppose that the others thought it inadvisable to explain too clearly to their followers. Paul evidently took this line. Our best document will therefore be the system of Buddha. But it is so complex that no immediate summary will serve. And in the case of the others, if we have not the accounts of the masters, we have those of their immediate followers. The methods advised by all these people have a startling resemblance to one another. They recommend virtue, solitude, absence of excitement, moderation in diet, and finally a practice which some call prayer and some call meditation. On investigating what is meant by these two things, we find that there are only one for what is the state of either prayer or meditation. It is the restraining of the mind to a single act, state, or thought. If we sit down quietly and investigate the contents of our minds, we shall find that even at the best of times, the principal characteristics are wandering and distraction. Anyone who has had anything to do with children and untrained minds generally know the fixity of attention is never present. Even when there are large amount of intelligence and goodwill. If then we, with our well-trained minds, determine to control this wandering thought, we should find that we are fairly well able to keep the thoughts running in a narrow channel. Each thought linked to the last in a perfectly rational manner. But if we attempt to stop this current, we shall find that so far from succeeding, we shall merely bread down the banks of the channel. The mind will overflow, and instead of a chain of thought, we will have a chaos of confused images. Welcome to my world. This mentality or this mental activity is so great that it seems so natural that it is hard to understand how anyone first got the idea that it was a weakness and a nuisance. Perhaps it was because natural practice of devotion, people found that their thoughts interfered. In any case, calm and self-control are to be preferred to restlessness. Darwin, in his study, presents a marked contrast with a monkey in a cage. Generally speaking, the larger and stronger and more highly developed any animal is, the less does it move about. And such movement as it does make are slow and purposeful. Excuse me. Compare ceaseless activity of bacteria with the reasoned steadiness of the beaver. And except in the few animal communities which are organized, such as bees, the greatest intelligence is shown by those of solitary habits. This is so true of man that psychologists have been obliged to treat of the mental state of crowds as if it were a totally different in quality from any state possible to an individual.
Learn more at theabracast.com. Get graphic elements, notes, worksheets, and text versions of selected episodes, as well as access to the private Abracast workgroup by signing into the mailing list. Get all that, plus exclusive episodes, by supporting the show and becoming a subscriber at subscribestar.com.